Minority Leader Bill Cabin, thanks for talking to me.
You bet. Nice to be here with you.
First, I just want to start with, what are your top priorities coming into this session?
You know, our priorities are fairly consistent. Our caucus is still committed to helping Colorado become a better place to work and raise your kids, and committed to excellent schools and quality environment, and frankly, hopefully doing some good work on behalf of growing jobs in the economy in Colorado.
Republicans lost control of the House. Does that change how you view your role in the Senate?
There's going to be a little bit of a difference when things come to the forefront that one side or the other can't either kill or promote. You know how the House adjusts, that's going to be up to them, but this is not new for Colorado. This is not the first time the Republican Party has served in the minority in two houses. We have a history of getting things done, and we have a lot of very skilled, knowledgeable, committed public servants that are veterans of this process that are still here doing this.
And I know one of the contentious bills that's coming back will be a measure that offers this lower tuition rate to illegal immigrant students who graduate from Colorado high schools. In the past, the GOP in both chambers has not supported that measure. Do you see any movement on the issue?
Sure. I think what we're looking for is tuition equity. We're looking for a solid formula that allows people affordable access to quality higher ed. What we need to do systemically is put something forward that shows an equitable access for everybody, not based on some specific criteria.
What do you see as some of the sticking points of the session? I know there's a lot of big issues to grapple with. The budget, you guys have more money to deal with than in previous years. Marijuana rules.
Well, you know, the marijuana thing is an interesting place to be. The Constitution says it is now legal. How it gets regulated, I think, is going to be an interesting process. And frankly, in the 12 years that I've been here, this is a new, kind of a new issue for us to tackle with. So we're learning, too. Probably the most contentious issues, like any year, is really how the budget gets divided. We know there's a little bit of extra money. We've actually, frankly, seen some very prudent proposals so far from the first floor. But our goals are the same. Our goals are to do whatever it takes to encourage job growth in this state, encourage folks to get back to work that aren't, encourage folks to come back into the job market that have left the job market. We're very interested in improving Colorado schools, K-12, and frankly, higher ed. And so we'd like to see some of that money go to make up some of the lost resources that K-12 has suffered over the last few years. Probably the biggest issue will be the continued encroachment of the federal government with mandates on health care. Dealing with Medicaid and the growth and the expansion that's being promoted by the federal government, who's frankly spending money that we don't have for benefits that we can't afford, and kind of coercing the states to opt in, is going to be a very contentious issue, as it always is.
And just finally, one issue that's definitely going to come up deals with hydraulic fracturing mm-hmm. and oil and gas. Mm-hmm. The incoming majority leader has said she plans to introduce a bill to increase the distances between oil and gas wells and homes and schools. Talk about your thoughts on that issue.
Well, this is definitely an issue that's gotten a lot of emotional play. There's a lot of rhetoric around this, and I think it's time for us to highlight the rhetoric versus the reality of what fracturing is, what it does, and what it provides. Colorado already has in place some of the most stringent exploration rules in the country. We have actually now been used as a model, and this is where the environmentalists and industry folks actually came together through the Oil and Gas Commission and came up with something that they thought was workable and reasonable. We have to encourage the development of our own energy, and Colorado has vast resources, so it's our fiduciary responsibility to make sure that we have access to those for our own energy, for our jobs, and frankly for our economy, and that's going to be our focus.
Thanks again, Minority Leader Bill Cabin.
Thank you. Good to see you.
I'm Benta Berkland in Denver.